rugs, puts chairs on tables, admires his work, and collects a quarter from the floor. I head over to Broadway, where I watch myself having a slow breakfast, trying to impress the barman with a fresh voice when I ask for the bill. The sun blowing the moon away lights me up for one more day. The streets are making the morning sun. The night is behind me. I run and run.
Nice chunk of stuff there. There you be with that. Yellow. Oh, yeah. Yellow with Desire. Before that, we heard, yeah, you know, you too, by request. Marcus Aurelius also requested, Get Up, I Feel Like a Sex Machine. James Brown. We heard Lust Almighty by Killing Joke. And Desire by Gang 04. And we played a little bit of Joan Jett's Just Lust. I dumped that song. She says, I want to rock you all night long. I don't like the way she said that. I can't take many chances on this radio station. So I just kind of just dumped it. I rock you on. I know what she meant, and I didn't like it. Well, I don't like it. Needless to say, I just kind of figured it'd be a smart thing to double-check the lyrics and just dump it. I check everything before I play it, but I don't like the way she said it. She meant it, and that was a little too real for my blood. And we started off with Sultan's Desire by... Link Pertrudi and the J-Man, and you're listening to Zombo right here. It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? You're listening to WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain. Today, Friday the 13th, March the 13th, 2026. And today's show is all lust and desire. The fourth of the seven deadly sins. Next week is going to be pride. Then we're going to do sloth, and then wrath. And then we'll be done with the seven deadly sins, and then hopefully be done with some other things. How about that? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You do know what I'm talking about. I should tell you some other things, too, here. Like diabetes. 86 million adults in America have diabetes. How about that? Or pre-diabetes. Go ahead. Go get it. They're at risk for type 2 diabetes. I wonder who gets that type 3 yet. I'm waiting for that. It takes a minute to know where you stand. Look down. If you can't see your feet, chances are you have diabetes. Visit doihavediabetes.org or take the short online test or look down at your feet if you can see them. All right, what do we got here? We have got what makes a community vibrant. This radio station. That's right, WRCT. But also public spaces, neighborhoods, clean air, water. What is that all about? I'm talking about good jobs, local businesses. What do they have in common? Trees. How about that? Comes right out of there. Trees. You support a healthy community, a thriving community. You get an urban forest going, baby. That's right. Don't leave the trees alone because their bark is worse than their blight. A massage from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forestry Service, which I think there's like two guys running that now, and WRCT. There you go. So what else was I going to tell you? We got some more stuff for Lust and Desire coming up. Nice weekend. Saying you got the St. Patrick's Day. A lot of lust and a lot of desire and a lot of drinking. So it's festival, as they would say in Star Trek, as the crowd goes mad. Let's see here. We got more stuff coming up. What was I going to tell you, bums? I was going to tell you guys something. But I guess it couldn't have been too brutally important. You know, go figure. So here comes Lust for Life. That's right, the Iggy Pop tune done by the Bad Livers. Zombo in your brain.
Well, here comes Johnny in again with a liquor and the drugs and a flesh machine. Well, he's gonna do another strip team. Hey, man, where'd you get that lotion? My skin starts itching when I bought the gimmick of something called love. Yeah, love, love, love. Well, that's like a hypnotizing chicken. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I had it in the ear before. I've got a lustful life. I got a lustful life. I got a lustful life. I got a lustful
them Bad Livers, Lust for Life, Zombo in your brain. And yeah, it just did remind me of what I was going to tell you guys. And I got a caller that actually did. It was because, well, when I took that Joan Jett song off, there was no dirty word in it. It just was implied. And then I got a fantastic call. Actually, the dirtiest song ever was the Ohio Express, Yummy Yummy. And you think about it, that is a weird tune, and that got to be a hit. So there. But I know what I want to tell you. So anyhow, then I got a request to hear to play Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, which was, a lust and desire. That is a very lusty, very desirous song. But couple big strikes. Number one, it's long. It's a long tune. Number two, everybody knows that tune. Number three, it's just beat to death at karaoke. So it's got that tinge to it from there. And Meatloaf, I got the interview. Let me just put it away. Meatloaf was one of the most insane people I've ever met. You guys know I host Steel City Cons. I interview all bunch of celebrities. Been doing for like 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, I've been doing that a long time. Interview zombies for the Living Dead. It's a weird skill set that people ask me to do this, and I like that a lot. I mean, my skill set is bizarre. You know, so I get to interview celebrities. So they say, hey, I want you to interview Meatloaf. Marvin something or other was his name. And this is right when COVID was just edging out. It was just on its way out. It was on its way out. And but it wasn't gone altogether. They were suggesting masking and this and that. And, of course, Meatloaf was in the newspaper, Post-Gazette. I forget which one. One of those defunct newspapers. One of the ones around anymore. But anyhow, they interview him, and he says, oh, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not doing that. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. He was like, and his whole family was like, you know, hey, Meatloaf, you better mask up if you're going on. No. He dies a couple months later from COVID, from getting it probably there. So here's the thing. So they say, I want you to interview Meatloaf. So sometimes I go by, I meet him beforehand. Sometimes I'll talk to the agent, So let me put it this way. This guy was crazier than William Shatner. And William Shatner's crazy. This guy, so I meet Meatloaf. He comes over to me. He says, I want you to introduce me as Meatloaf. Not Meatloaf, Meatloaf. Or you can call me Meatloaf or Meat. But do not call me Meatloaf. He did not want the Meatloafs together. So, all right, fine. He got weird like that guy I interviewed for, that real creepy dude from, I think it was Beverly Hills 902. His name is Ian. His name is Ian, and he wanted to be in the, and I called him Ian because it's spelled I-A-N, and he goes, it's Ian, and he freaks out. So another crazy person I had to deal with. It says Ian here, and you want to be Ian. And, you know, this is a, it's a whole Igor Frankenstein thing, and he was furious. So needless to say, let's set that one aside. I put that file out. Meatloaf comes up to me, and he goes, with the whole Meatloaf thing, and goes, and I don't want you to ask me any questions. I can handle this. I'm swearing. He's in my face. Maybe I gave him COVID. I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. You just go. You sit down over there. You sit down. You leave me alone. I'm like, okay, I got this handled. So I, whatever, dude, fine. I have 45 minutes to relax while this guy, quote unquote, works the crowd. And some of these celebrities are really good at it. Michael Rooker is amazing working the crowd. Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, amazing at working the crowd. You know, some of these guys are just phenomenal working the crowd. Meatloaf, on the other hand, super confident, runs up on stage. I'm not making this up. Nosedives onto his, just nosedives. Takes, trips on the step, falls on his knees, nosedives. The whole place goes berserk. Meatloaf rolls over. And he, I don't know if you ever watch Family Guy, but there's one scene, well, it happens a lot, where Peter falls down on his knee, and he's holding his knee going, ow, ow, ow. He's doing this like I thought it was a gag. And we're like, you want me to call 911 or something? Ow, ow. And he keeps holding his knee and going, ow. And he's doing this for a good minute or two. And a minute or two on stage is an eternity. It is an eternity. And, you know, I'm asking you, no, 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 no. Ow, ow. Crawls into his chair and goes, never, never fly American Airlines. You ever fly American Airlines? Don't. Don't fly. I was on the tarmac. It was a long flight. And he just went on for another, which is an eternity, another like 10, 20 minutes on how horrible American Airlines was. Just going on and on and on. Not saying anything other than about how horrible his flight was. He's killing time with this while still holding his knee and occasionally a couple of ow, ows. Then it comes time. We're winding things down. He's wasted so much of this time on stage. He has time for only a couple questions. And a good question, somebody asked him about Jim Steinem, the guy that wrote, you know, all his music, basically made him what he is today. I don't know if you know, but Bat Out of Hell was supposed to be kind of like they thought it was going to be like a comedy record. You know, Todd Rundgren produced it. Jim Steinem wrote all the lyrics. And it was like so over the top. You know, Bat Out of Hell, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, all that. It was considered kind of a comedy record. But what came out, people took it seriously and it was like, wow, this is a great record. So they ask him about Jim Steinem. Says real quick, Jim Steinem just laid in bed and smoked dope all the time. I'm like, this is the dude that gave you your career. This guy made this guy, you know, a big thing. I guess that and about 80 hot dogs a day made him a big thing too. But so that was my meatloaf story. Sorry, I don't want to be haunted by the ghost of meatloaf, but you had to call him Meatloaf. Oh, what a nut. What a nut. And you know, some people just look at him, you know they're crazy. It's not so there's that other element. So there's that mean and stupid. You throw crazy in there. And it is a trifecta of just doom. You throw mean, dumb, and crazy. That's the other ingredient I forgot. Crazy. Ay, 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 ay. Here's Lust for Life, band Treat Her Right, Mark Sandman's old band. RCT Zombo, still in my brain.
Johnny in again with red drugs, sex machine. He's gonna do another strip tease. Hey, where'd you get that lotion? You know, I've been itching since I got the gimmick. It's some called love.
six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. They were the best times, the harvest years, with jam to lace the bread. So, oh goodness, goodness knows why I throw it to the birds.
Why then crush it in your perfect hand? in another place and time. I did it all for thrills. Let me underleave you. I told you at the start, I had no idea that you
There you go with that. Let's start this up. This is Gene Loves Jezebel. It's a long song, Desire. We heard the Go-Go's with Lust to Love. We heard the Raveonettes, Lust, Leaky Lee, Love Out of Lust, Prefab Sprout, Desire As, Cliff Noble's Burning Desire. Wow, we started the whole set off with Treat Her Right, doing a version of Iggy Pop's Lust for Life. So, yeah, so interesting thinking about... So, today's show, just letting you, is all about lust and desire, the fourth of the seven deadly sins. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain. And we are going through all seven deadly sins. By the time we're done, man, it's going to be good. Tell you. So, the other thing about lust and desire is balancing it out. Which, for example, I played the Go-Go's. Lust for the Go-Go's, lust for the Bangles. You gotta make a choice. You have to make a choice when it comes to your lust and your desire. I'm more of a Bangles person, just due to the fact Jane Wieland is pretty. I think she was in that band. Was Jane? See, I even forget. I even forget which girls are in which band. But I was. Let's just say Bengals. I'm just not too familiar. Belinda Carlisle is just too wholesome for my blood. You know, she's just too wholesome, and she seems really nice. You know, like she just, you know, what do you want to do today? Oh, let's go pick flowers. Oh man, that kind of thing. So, could you look at selective desire? So, okay, Brian and I talked about this. So I always talk about this. The Betty Rubble or Wilma Flintstone. You can tell a lot about people by who they desire. Okay? For me, it's Betty Rubble. Wilma seems like a B word. Wilma's pretty nasty. I think Wilma's pretty mean. She's mean. Betty, she's all right. Now you go to the other Betty, Betty and Veronica, Archie, you're going to go Veronica. Because you got a funny feeling that when Betty gets older, Betty's not going to be in too great a shape. Veronica, on the second hand, she's awfully wealthy. And she's modeled, they modeled Veronica, I think, after Betty Page with the bangs and everything. So I was always like a Veronica. Then you get into the Daphne or the Velma from Scooby-Doo. And I don't know anybody. Even though Daphne's better looking, even though Daphne is everybody loves Velma. They love that. Curvy nerd. The curvy nerd. It's just, she's came into her own, Velma. Oh, we got, of course, the Jetsons. We got Judy and her mom. How about both? You go into, like, Partridge Family. There's somewhere they don't even give you a choice. Shirley Jones, yeah, but the mom thing, you know? You got Susan Day in Partridge Family. Boom. They just put these objects of desire out in these shows on purpose. It's not by accident. It's on purpose. And you get into Brady Bunch. A Brady Bunch, you got everybody's Marsha. And I got to say, I fall into the Marsha camp, too. I really do. Jan had that hairdo, the pull back of the. Who told her that was good? But then again, Florence Henderson was pretty hot, too. So, but still, it's Marsha. And yeah, and the weird thing is you find out all the stuff about Marsha, you know, on these interviews. She's a miserable person. She's like addicted to who knows what. Just miserable. But I think like some of the who really like half the male population in the entire world is Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. I guess that's a lot of stuff on your shoulders. Or stuff on other people's shoulders. All depends where they aim. Needless to say, there's the whole Marsha thing. Then you get into Star Trek. Yeah, Uhura's nice and exotic. But man, Yeoman Rand. Then you find out Yeoman Rand. I forget the actress that played Yeoman Janice, something, played Yeoman Rand. She was a train wreck too. You know, I write this whole tell-all book about being addictive. I mean, it's really fascinating to be such an object of desire and to be that much of a train wreck. But yeah, it was always Yeoman Rand. I don't know if you guys remember Yeoman Rand. She was pretty awesome. There you go. Objects of desire, that you'd make them very selective. I think that kind of covers all the ones that I kind of am obsessed with. You know, Gilligan's Island. People flock towards Lovey. They like the older gal. No, man, Marianne. See, Ginger is just too much. Ginger has just had too much baggage. Ginger's too high maintenance. Yeah, Marianne. Marianne's a people pleaser. That's a good old Marianne. But yeah, well, there you go with all of that. I think that covers all. Oh, the golden age of desire and lust throughout the 60s and so. Ah, I Dream a Genie or Samantha the Witch. I'm sorry, Genie. Genie, she was the first person to show her belly button on television. Yeah, she had to put a diamond or something because she couldn't actually show her belly button. Yeah, Samantha was all right. She had that hair scoop back thing like Jan. What was that hair scoop back thing? Not good. All right. I effectively destroyed that song with ranting about pop culture from the 60s and 70s. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here all week. All right, here comes Whole Heart's Desire, Bloodshot Bill. My goodness gravy, only about 20 minutes to go. Thank you, listener. I forgot that the Jan Smithers or Lonnie Anderson. You know, once again, you got that Lonnie Anderson just seems like a lot of maintenance. So, yeah, I'm Jan Smithers. I don't know if you remember Bailey. I think her name was Bailey. Yeah, Bailey was in the show. That was WKRP. So, yeah, there you go with that. All right, there you go. Anything I need more? Oh, see, then they made stuff really easy. Yeah, Ellie Mae or Miss Jane. You know, like our granny. You know, actually, Granny wasn't even that old. Irene Ryan wasn't even that old when she played Granny. Just goes to show, like, Walter Brennan wasn't that old when he played all these old roles. People just age. I mean, Red Fox was, like, in his 40s. Red Fox was in his 40s when he did Sanford and Son. And I don't know if you know, but Aunt Esther, LaWanda Page, she used to be a pretty hot tamale in her day. She was actually a stripper that did fire. She was like one of these fire dancers. She was known as the Brown Bomber. Yeah. She was the Bronze Bomber. That's her. The Bronze Bomber. She was just... there were some really interesting pictures of her. So there you go. Just goes to show. Aunt Esther, man. Yeah, there you go. I don't think I left anybody else out, did I? I'm sure I did. You know. Yeah, I could talk over that Ronnie Dawson tune. Before that, we heard Bloodshot Bill with My One Heart's Desire. This, as on a compilation, said, you won't believe your ears. Let's see what this happens. This is a Ricky Nelson tune. Doesn't sound like anything my ears heard before.
I wanna walk with you, talk with you all about love.
Nope, and we're not gonna hear what it sounds like. That's a little too Jay Thurber for my blood. Slot Car Main Desire. The Fam Cyphers. This instrumental version of Just Lust by The Roots. We're going to play the vocal version in just a second, but I thought I'd talk over that and let you know about the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from youth adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. And it is fun to listen to. It is fun to listen to. Tune into the show. It gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Morning Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, 6 to noon on WRCT. I don't know how he does that six-hour show, though. 3 hours is my top. So I used to do a five-hour show. When I first started on the station, I had a five-hour show. I was the first 2 hours didn't count, though. I was so... I prepared nothing. These shows I prepare now, I prepare weeks in advance. So, I have fun. I got fun with you guys. I can rant more. And I can be more puddle of consciousness. But, man, I used to just come in here completely unprepared. What kind of show is that? Because a lot of times I'll be ruminating like, oh, yeah, I want to talk about the difference between, Jane Jetson and, that kind of thing. Jane and Judy. I go with Jane. Judy's sometimes too cute is too cute for my blood. Cozy and chill vibes, Revolving Door, Thursdays at 6 p.m., another fine show on this here station, WRCT. I got 10 minutes to go. Let's see if Is It Radio happens today. Like I'm saying, these students rarely hold their shows after they catch a couple whiffs of Zombo. Here's Just Less, the original version, Buzzcocks. I don't like it. I like the instrumental version better. But needless to say, yeah, let's see what we got. Oh, let's try this corny thing. Yeah, Star Point. Object of My Desire. A little funk for you. Well, so I was saying, a lot of these students, they get shows, and they're like timid woodland creatures. And they come in here, and they see me do my stuff. And they're never to be seen again. I like it, though. I can just kind of go like a minute or two long, give you guys a proper sign-off. I'm not worried about anybody looking at me, you know? Because when I'm doing my thing, fellas, I got to get into it, you know? Like a sex machine, moving, grooving, doing it. When I do the show, it's nice. There's nobody here. And I really don't like when people look at me when I'm doing this. It scares me. Because I hold back. You know, when there's nobody around there, it's just me and you, man, hanging out. And you get the point with this thing. All right, so you know we're at the point of the show where I got to find something good to play at the end. Desire by the Raconteurs. Let's try this bad boy. Hey, not bad. Kind of wore thin fast. Let's try David Bowie, Nothing to Be Desired. From probably one of the many albums nobody bought. Now that took David Bowie about 45 seconds to write. What's this? Ah, another little disco-y, gothy thing. Love or Lust by Malibu. Can that work? We got 9 minutes to go. It's got a good beat. I give it a 2. Yeah, there we go. Pretty catchy tune there. So we got 7 minutes. Thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out. Oh, great. Some students are coming in. All right, cheese it. Here come the fuzz. There's a lot of people coming in the studio now. I better calm down. You're listening to WRCT. 88.3 in the FM, Zombo in your brain, winding down this Lust Desire show. I got a nice tune to end with, another Bill Nelson tune from this record I found for 99 cents. Eros arriving. Eros! Let's dig this tune, man. In the brain. All right, I'll tell you one more thing here before we go. Cook, clean, and separate. Cook and chill. That's right. That's what you need to do. Learn the four steps to keep your family safe from food airborne illnesses. How about that? Yeah, man. You guys keep muscling. And you're muscling up. Good stuff lies ahead of us. Don't let the world beat you up too much today. But remember, when life gives you lemons, I don't know, you try and sell them to somebody who likes lemons or has a bar or something. Or you just give me lemons and say, thanks for the lemons. Thanks for the lemons. Thanks. What am I going to do with these dumb lemons? Thanks, life. You gave me a bunch of lemons. Why the lemons? Why do lemons get the bad rap? I'd like to know who those guys are with the lemons. Okay, everybody's leaving now. I think they just came in to intimidate me. And one guy had some lemons, so I had to worry. Isn't it feel-good music? Do you remember this music kind of came out if you were around back then? When this music came out, it was just like you'd drive around in your Monza. That's right, or your Kate car. Because I was always driving $500 cars. You turn up real loud. You just hope nobody steals your stereo when you park. How about them apples? Ah, see, apples! I could have gave you lemons, but I gave you apples! I'm an apples guy, not a lemons guy. I will give you apples. I will never give you lemons. There you be with that. That was a cute little tune. A Malibu with Lust or Love. And, yeah, whew, what a crazy show, man. What a crazy show. Huh? It's always crazy. It's always crazy. It's in your brain. All right, I got the last tune. It's Bill Nelson. Eros arriving. And, yeah, I'd like to thank you guys for hanging out, enjoying the ride, and being part of this mad thing that we call life. Eros arriving. Bill Nelson, Zombo in your brain. Remaining in my brainin', RCT. There's a good song here. They're all good. It's all good.
Curtains are closing. We'll be right back.
dementia caregiver. Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of